It's time for the Swap Shop Hour. Give us a call at 740-383-9944. It's time for Swap Shop. Come on, friends. If you're going to sell it, we're going to tell it. So pick up your phone and let me make it perfectly clear. It's time for Swap Shop. Good old Swap Shop. We're gonna try and sell it here. 740-383-9944.
Well, we're back here on the air. You're with Glenn Coble, and this is Swap Shop. We're having an interesting day. We just finished a lecture. I know that doesn't sound real interesting, but it was very interesting. Dr. Feynman came on. He's the WWGH presidential expert, and he came on and gave us all sorts of information about... the President Harding, and today we're going to have. As a matter of fact, he just walked in. We're going to have Lynn. Why am I struggling today? Yeah, I know. We're going to have Lynn Thomas on. Yes, I'm having mental problems today, Lynn. I don't know what the story is. And we're going to have Lynn on. So if you want to call in, we're going to kind of do this in between any phone calls that we might get about swapping stuff. But don't forget now, you can call in and sell your tchotchkes. Right here on Swap Shop, we will have we'll sell just about anything for you, except for things that require legal registration, like cars and guns and houses and apartment buildings, that sort of thing. So if you have something you want to get rid of, our phone number here, or for that matter, if you'd like to talk to Lynn Thomas, guest tonight or this afternoon while we're continuing to do our show with Swap Shop and Lynn. We're getting just so close to election time that we've got to fit people in where we can get them. But if you want to call in, 740-383-9944. I do have a couple things before I get Lynn on here that I have to read through about for Swap Shop. We have a couple of events. October 24th, there will be a milkweed pod collection program at the Tallgrass Trail at 2 p.m., and that's the 24th. And so if you're interested in that, you've got to call them to get your location, your place. So write this number down, 740-223-4161. So if you're interested in doing that milkweed pod collection program, call 740-223-4161, because they only allow a certain number. I think it's 9. So if you're interested in doing that, give them a call, and they can help you out. That's going to be at the Tallgrass Trail at 2 p.m. You know, butterflies, the monarch butterflies, absolutely love those milkweeds, and I think that's what they're collecting them for. I'm not sure of that, though. And also, James Anderson will be on next Thursday here on WWGH at this time, actually, at the 10:15 to noon hours. He will be on, and he will take all sorts of calls about all sorts of critters that you've seen running around. He knows everything about those sort of things. So, and let's see. Oh, I'm also supposed to announce, and if you, by the way, if you're interested in selling anything, or if you have a garage sale that you want to get on the air, please call us. Don't forget, the number is 740-383-9944. And tonight at 7:10, running from 7:10 through 9 p.m., WWGH Radio is going to present Candidates Night. And Candidates Night 2020 is what it's called officially. And you can listen to it live or on the internet at WWGH107.1.com. Or you can go and tune in a free tune-in app by searching WWGH. Everything that we do, by the way, can be listened worldwide. And today, Dr. Feynman, I think, has convinced some of his students from down in Florida to listen to us. So if you're still listening, thanks for tuning in. And let's see, what else are we going to do? Candidates Night 2020 is going to be moderated by Scott Spears, our, I guess you call him our station manager. Questions are going to be put forward by Ben Lanka, who is the Marion Star editor, and it'll be a great night. If you have any questions, they're going to be talking to about Marion County commissioners, the county clerk's office, and the sheriff's office. So there'll be lots of interesting things. We'd like to thank Belly Buster's Pizza for sponsoring this or supporting this, and also thanks a lot to Terry Tackett for putting this all together. So Lynn, what are we gonna do? I guess we'll just start shooting the breeze here. You are running, well, why don't you tell folks what you're running for, and your party, and anything else you want to let people know about.
Of course, I'm Lynn Thomas. I'm a candidate for Marion County Commissioner. And what I want to do is bring county government back to the people of Marion County.
Okay,
Marion City.
You're currently a township trustee, correct?
Presently a township trustee, right. Which is very involved. I keep very busy at that.
I'm sure you do.
And I'm getting a lot of calls of concerns of the township, drainage problems. We've had an exorbitant amount of rainfall this year. We've had about three or four very heavy rains, as you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah. One was as much as 5 inches.
Yeah, filled my basement.
Yeah, filled a lot of basements in our township as well as the city, yeah, throughout the county. And we're trying to address those problems. But it's been rather rare to have so much rain at one time.
I think that had to be the deepest fall at any one time for years.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And we're sorry it happened, but it's Mother Nature at its best. And
not much you can do about it. it's going to fall.
When these drains were built back years back, they weren't built for this type of rainfall.
Yeah.
So therefore, they create a lot of problems. You see a lot of lakes throughout the township and city and throughout the county.
And on the streets sometimes.
Oh, my goodness. Sewers back up.
Yeah.
The drain sewers, the storm sewers, sometimes the sanitary sewers. It just turns into a mess.
Well, when I was, as you know, I ran for that office. I did not win it. But I ran for that office, and I think probably the number one question I was asked is, what are you going to do about our drainage?
I'm working on that diligently.
Yeah.
We passed a road levy and drainage levy a couple of years back, and we're using that money up quite rapidly. And unfortunately, we have to deal with it.
You know? Yeah.
But it's something we're prepared to deal with, and whatever it takes, we're going to get back to the public and let them know and show them the need, and we'll go from there.
Yeah. Now, what background do you have that you think will help in your running for this new office?
Well, as you know, I served 4 years as a Marion County Commissioner back in the early 80s. And since then, I've been a Chief Deputy Auditor for Marion County's Auditor, Joanne Kasotis. I also served on the Board of Elections. I've had a lot of diversified experience in county government. And I think that prepares me with the knowledge as framework to be a county commissioner. But the true thing is that I'm a people person, and I'm not afraid to go to the public and meet with them and discuss with them what the needs are, their concerns.
Yeah.
And when that happens, we get back to the board and make decisions that's going to be beneficial to the overall county.
What do you think most of the people, I'm sure you've been out and about talking to a lot of people. It's just the nature of politics. Now, you haven't, hopefully you haven't been face-to-face without a mask on, but what are people?
I got one right
here. Yeah, I know you do. Well, as a matter of fact, when you came in earlier, I didn't recognize you because you had your mask on. But what do you see as maybe the one, two, maybe three most biggest concerns for people for if you become the...
Well, I think in the county itself, drainage and proper drainage to relieve the water rainfall that we've had. We've had an exorbitant amount of rainfall this year, and we've had it out in the last few years. So we got to look at addressing that in the future.
How do we generate money to address that? I mean, you've got to have money on that.
That's a process. It involves the people on a watershed. And that would include all, let's say for an example, there's all kinds of draining outlets, like ditches and creeks and rivers. But you have to get that water to the river as quickly as possible, where it doesn't deteriorate the soil along the way, and it eradicates, it reduces the possibility of erosion. So you got to get that water to the outlet. And then in order to do that, sometimes you have to do a very careful engineering process determining how you're going to relieve that water. So you have ditch hearings. And in the ditch hearings, you find that that's some people are assessed more than others because of their land or the amount of natural things in their property. And sometimes people don't want that.
I can hear you on that.
Because some get hit harder than others.
Yeah. How come he didn't pay as much as I did?
It depends on the topography of the land.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And we got to look at that. And, it's actually working with people and making them understand how that process works when you do it. Not everybody's going to be happy with it, and that's unfortunate. But the point is, the benefit has to exceed the cost always, and that's what you work for.
Yeah. Now, what would you say the second most?
I think managing the budget and managing it efficiently. And knowing what the overall big picture is, knowing each department, how they work, and working with them and having as much knowledge as the department head. Yeah. And it takes time and study, but you've got to be efficient when it comes to money management.
I assume your association in the auditor's office has really helped you in that.
That's been helpful. I've been in money management in my entire life, helping people manage their own personal finances and businesses manage their money. So I've got a lot of experience there. That's been my profession throughout my lifetime.
I would say I need you, but I have no money, so I guess I don't need you.
Well, another thing, a major concern of the county is we have nearly $10 million in outstanding unpaid real estate property taxes. And I intend to establish a process that will eliminate that and monitor very carefully for the future, so we never get in that problem again. Currently, the commissioners don't feel it's their responsibility, but let me tell you, the commissioners are responsible for the entire finances of the county, and if something's out of whack, it's their responsibility to deal with that problem and make certain that it is and functioning properly.
Now, does that come from all the discrepancy in the money that's being paid that is owed? Is that a function of all the I'm not quite sure what to call them, the houses that just aren't being occupied right now? Does that affect that a lot?
Yeah. The end result is you have foreclosure,
mm-hmm.
and because people can't pay their real estate property taxes, and they don't get it done right away, the next year rolls around real quickly, so it's twice as much as it was.
A lot worse, yeah.
And as time progresses, you've got to work with them immediately. You cannot allow them to go 6 months to a year before you try to go after them. You got to get it within 30 days. If they haven't paid in time within 30 days, you better contact them and find out why. If there's a way you can help them out, you can do that. But you got to be their friend. You can't go in there and browbeat them. You got to go in there and tactfully sit down. How can we work this out?
Yeah. Now, I understand. I watched a show on people that are just basically walking away from their debts that they owe on that. Mm-hmm. They just walk away and say, yes, the heck with it. Are we experiencing a lot of that?
Well, I think currently you have a lot of that because no one's taken the time to work with these people.
Yeah.
And no, I'll say this. Our commissioners have been very neglectful in the past. They've not understood what the problems are in this county. You have a responsibility for the big picture, working with all segments of society. If somebody's out of work, you got to find a solution to get them back to work or find a job for them. I mean, there's no limit to what your responsibilities are as a county commissioner. Let me assure you.
Yeah. Now, let me jump in here just because we are doing another show simultaneously. We are doing Swap Shop. And if you do have something that you want to announce, we definitely are going to have an audience for you because Lynn Thomas has given us a lot of good information. But if you have something that you want to get rid of, a fan, set of golf clubs, anything along the line like that, give us a call, 740-383-9944, and we'll put it on the air, and we'll just keep running it right along with Lynn. And also, if you have questions for Lynn, you're more than welcome to call that same number, 740-383-9944, and ask him the tough questions. I think he can handle them. All right, so what are you doing right now to let the community know about other than being on WWGH? Are you involved in any of the candidates' nights or that sort of thing?
Oh, I've been to every candidates' night that's been available, and yes, I'm involved. But unfortunately, my opponent never shows up, so we don't have much of an opportunity to have a venue.
Not much debating going on.
Not much debating. I don't know where he's hiding. Who knows?
Oh, my.
Does it make sense?
Well, are there answers to solve this problem with all that money that's owed to the county? Do you have some answers?
I think the opportunity to recover what you should have recovered has gone by the wayside. But yes, there's still opportunity to go after the people. Most people want to pay their bills.
Yeah.
And we just have to show them an avenue to get those bills paid. And
taking over the property probably isn't much of an option because then you have to maintain that property.
Yeah. You know,
as a county government.
Yeah. And they have responsibility to pay those taxes. I mean, let's face it, we all have that responsibility. What do they say? There's two things you have to do in life: pay taxes and die.
Yeah.
So that's a reality, and that only makes sense. But the point is, we want to maintain and run as a commissioner. We want to maintain and minimize your cost in government if we can.
Now, you're running as a Democrat, but you sound like a fiscal conservative. Have I got you right there?
Well, there's nothing wrong with a Democrat being a fiscal conservative.
No, there is
I
not.
I don't know where that... I've been a Democrat all my life, and I feel I've been a fiscal conservative all my life.
Right. Yeah.
And there's nothing wrong with that. And I'll tell you another thing. I'm a Christian, and I heard, well, you're a Democrat. You can't be a Christian. Well, let me tell you, I think I was a Christian before most Republicans.
Well, as you know, I'm an agnostic, but it isn't because I'm a Democrat.
No. You know, it has nothing to do with your religion, your faith has nothing to do with either party.
All it has to do with is if you're a good person.
Yeah.
And I do have, I do follow... I like to call myself a Christian agnostic because I do follow the New Testament, sure. Jesus' rules, and I think that makes me a good person. Anyway, enough about me.
Okay.
Are you having to need to do a lot of fundraising in this position?
Well, because of COVID-19,
yeah, it's tough.
Coronavirus, it's prohibited me from doing a lot of fundraising.
Yeah.
I put some of my own money in. Oh, I've got donations.
Yeah.
Galore. But I have not done a lot of fundraising.
Okay.
I didn't want to burden people during these
hard
economic times. And therefore, I want to make the economy great for everybody.
Good. And, you know, a lot of politicians say that, but actions are better than words.
Actions, that's the only way is the actions.
Yeah, yeah.
The only way to judge somebody is as to what they have done after having served a while.
Of the several times that you've been a public servant, what would you say are the top one or two contributions that you felt you've made to this community?
Well,
I know that's a big, wide question, but...
I think integrity, trust, those two words go together basically. But
sure,
I think your actions speak louder than words. And that's where people begin to trust you when they see that you do things.
Well, are there specific things like you built a bridge over some river to make people be able to travel better or something?
Well, one of the things when I first got in just recently, 3 years ago, I got into the township trustee position. A group of businessmen came to me and says, we would like you to do what you can to get this old truck terminal away from 280 West Fairground Street.
Uh-huh.
It's been about 60 years we've been trying to get rid of that.
Uh-huh.
And we've talked to many of the elected officials in the past, nobody said they could do anything. So what I did, I said, well, that's a challenge. Since nobody's ever been able to do it, it's truly a challenge. I'm thinking to myself, guys, that's a big order.
It sounds like it.
So what I did is get our fire chief for the township, Ben Meadows, the sheriff, prosecutor, and judges working together, we got that property moved. Got it taken down. It's a vacant lot now.
Oh, okay. Well, we have a call. I'm not sure whether it's for Swap Shop or whether it's for you, Lynn. Let me go to the phone here.
Okay.
You're on the air. This is Glenn. How can we help you?
Yes, I called in a while ago, probably a month or so ago, and I'm still looking for the person graduated from Pleasant
in 1967. Graduated from Pleasant and
Pleasant High School in 1967.
Uh-huh. Now you're looking for this person. Is there anything?
No, I'm looking for someone that graduated that could call me.
Okay.
I'm looking for a certain person.
I got you. So you're trying to identify a person that
right.
graduated in 1967 from Pleasant and your phone number. We'll see if we can't find somebody out there that's listening that can call you and give you well, you're really looking for somebody from that class so that they can tell you what yes. what has happened to this person, I guess.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
It's 740
7348 Okay, so you're really looking for, I suppose it could be a graduate of not only 67, but maybe 68 or 66 from Pleasant High School.
And right.
So that you're trying to find a person that graduated in 67. You're trying to find out where that person is, right?
Right.
Okay.
You got it.
Okay, well, we'll try and get somebody to give you a call. Thanks for calling
right,
in.
Thanks.
Okay, have a good day. I see, Lynn, we do everything on Swap Shop.
Well, that's good. That's,
yeah.
That's helpful.
Yeah.
It's very helpful.
And we have no idea why this lady wants to find this person, and I haven't really pushed her on it. But, you know, it could be a relative. It could be
she's
a long-lost friend or something, you know. So she's looking
maybe
for
she's
this.
Close friends to that person, and maybe she wanted just to hook up with him.
Yeah, right? Yeah. Well, and let me give that number again for you. If you know someone that graduated from Pleasant in 67, give this number a call, 740-262-7348. We have another phone call, Lynn. You're on the air. How can we help you?
Yes, I have a Frigidaire compact chest freezer for sale for $30.
Compact chest freezer. What is it? Is that one where the top opens up?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay. Contact chest freezer. Okay.
For $30. $30.
Sounds like a good price. Does it? Yeah. I assume it works, right?
Yes, it works.
Okay.
Yes.
All
and
right.
You can call me at 740.
740.
751.
751.
5965.
5965. Okay. So you called it a Frigidaire chest freezer.
It's a Frigidaire compact chest freezer.
Compact, yes. Yeah, I forgot that word. But that means it's small.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Chest freezer. You want $30 for it? 740-751. 5965. Have I got that right?
Yes, you do.
All right. Well, good luck. We'll try to get that sold for you.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah. Thanks for calling in.
Mm-hmm,
bye-bye. Bye-bye. I've got a frog in my throat from all the talking I haven't done today. I had a professor on that gave a 45-minute lecture on President Harding, which really relieved me of having to talk very much, which was great. I hope our listeners learned a lot about that. I learned a lot about President Harding. All right, we're meeting here kind of doing double duty. We have Swap Shop on, and if you're interested in calling in and selling something, the number is 740-383-9944, and we have two items that I'll go back over, and then we'll get back and talk a little bit more with Lynn Thomas about his running for office. The first lady called in. She's looking for a graduate from Pleasant High School, a graduate of 1967, which would make that person 3 years younger than me, 70, 71, somewhere around that age. She's looking for somebody that can call her up. She's looking for to identify somebody, find out, about a person that was a graduate of 1967. And her phone number, if you happen to know somebody that graduated around that time, call this lady and hook her up with this your friend that graduated at that time, 740-262-7348. Also, lady that just called in, she has a Frigidaire compact chest freezer, you know, one of those little freezers that the top pops up, and she wants $30 for it, 740-751 5965. You're listening to Swap Shop, and we're also doing a lot of political stuff lately, talking to a lot of people. We have a show tonight, by the way, at 7:10 over WFLN. Yes, that's the radio station I used to work for outside of Chicago. WWGH Radio 107.1. Tune us in at 7:10. They're going to go till 9 o'clock. Candidates Night 2020. And you'll be able to call in and talk. You won't be able to talk to a you'll talk to our receptionist and give her or him, depending on the which it is, your question, and that will be brought to the candidates that show up. Let's see, what was I going to say about that? Oh, yeah, well, it's at this number, 740-383-999. 9944, and it'll be hosted by Scott Spears of WWGH, and also questions moderated by the Marion Star editor Ben Lanka. So it'll be a good night. So anyway, we're talking to Lynn Thomas. I'm not quite sure where we were. What is your philosophy of government leadership? Do you have anything in particular that you like to do? You like to maintain certain ideals?
Well, first of all, I think we've lacked that in county government. A friend of mine who I know that's in contact with county government throughout the state, all 88 counties, told me not too long ago, "You're running for county commissioner, Marion County." He says, "That is probably the most dysfunctional county in the state of Ohio."
Oh, my.
He said, you want that challenge. I said, "Well, I'm doing it. And if I get in, I intend to exercise the leadership skills that I've learned through the years." And
Well, you got a double whammy there, because not only is it, he's saying it's not very good position, but we're a pretty Republican area, and you're a Democrat.
No, I don't know if that has anything to do with it.
Okay.
Let's talk about that.
Okay.
You know, local politics, county politics, should not be Democrat, Republican, regardless.
Unfortunately, it's
people business.
That. Yeah, it is.
It's people business. Mm-hmm. I grew up on a farm, so I'm probably more in tune with farming.
Yeah.
And I farmed till I got out of high school, and I know a little bit about farming. I didn't take it as a profession, mm-hmm. but there's nothing wrong with farming. That's about 95% of our industry here in Marion County, and farming is a great industry.
It's a huge industry here.
And
yeah.
It is. It's not like it used to be. It requires expertise in finance, mm-hmm. just to manage farming.
Yeah.
And those that have survived, they're very good farmers, or they wouldn't be there.
Right. So, not a whole lot of local small farmers left.
No, they're pretty good sized farms these mm-hmm. days.
Yeah.
And it's got to be big in order to generate the kind of revenue you need just to keep afloat, to be able to purchase and have ownership of all the equipment it takes to farm, mm-hmm. you know. So it's no longer a day where you barter your everything. You have to own it, or have at least to be carrying it in finance.
Mm-hmm.
So the point is there, we need to use that expertise that I learned in farming, in fact, in looking out for the people in Marion County, because there's a lot of farmers.
Mm-hmm.
Number two, you need that expertise to that I've gained through the years in finance. I have a degree in money management.
Yeah, where did you go to school?
Well, I went to the American College before it was called a university.
Oh, okay.
Bryn Mawr, Pennsylvania.
Uh-huh. Okay.
So, anyway, we have to look to the future. We have to manage our finances well. And
With all the things with this COVID thing, local communities are, their budgets are being really squeezed because there's no money coming down from above. How do you respond to that? How what can you do?
Well, we're just going to have to manage.
Tighten our belts? Huh? Well, tighten our belts,
I suppose.
No
question about that. We should be tightening our belts anyway, regardless.
Yeah.
I mean, money is hard to come by, but you need money for a lot of things other than what's being spent right now. Mm-hmm. And you got to learn to manage money. And you got to exercise the leadership. Where I was going before, you want to get all the departments together.
Mm-hmm.
And first of all, you need to know what they do. Mm-hmm. It's got to be exchange, got to be relationship. County commissioners need a relationship not only with the public, but they need it with all departments in county government. And they need to know what's going on and understand the big picture.
Mm-hmm.
They just can't be blindfolding. It seems like sometimes they're blindfolded when they dish out money and not understanding what the priority should be.
Yeah, it sounds like a good project, so I'll give them money, but you don't know what they're doing.
Yeah, you need to know what they're doing,
yeah.
Or you shouldn't.
Yeah.
And it shouldn't be extended until you, if you don't know thoroughly where those dollars are going, you have the responsibility to learn where they're going before you vote on it.
How are you going to educate yourself, or do you think you've had enough in your life that you've actually educated yourself on all that stuff?
I followed county government since I was a commissioner.
There you go.
And I was back in the 80s. Uh-huh. But the point is, I also served as a, and I'm not just because I served it, it's just been a hobby of mine, a concern of mine,
mm-hmm.
to be on top of what's going on in county government.
Yeah.
I'm not, I don't, the challenge will be there because we're in changing times, but by the same token, I'm very confident that I can handle it without a problem.
Well, you seem like a very serious person, a person that would take very serious initiatives.
I take this very seriously.
Yeah.
I mean, I probably take it seriously. Uh-huh. I think I take it more serious than those that are making the decisions.
Yeah, yeah. I understand that. Hey, I got to break just for a second and go back to my other show.
Go back to your other show.
Yeah. We are in the middle. We're talking with Lynn Thomas, by the way. But we are in the middle of our show called Swap Shop. And we do have a couple of things that have come in. I want to remind you that on October 24th, the Marion Tallgrass Trail is holding a milkweed pod collection program at 2 p.m. Now, make sure you call them first if you want to do that, because they're only allowing like 9 people per program. So their phone number, are you ready? You got your pencil ready? Of course you do. 740-223-4161 740-223-4161. All right. We also have a lady looking for anybody who graduated from Pleasant High School in 1967. She's kind of looking for someone. We're not quite sure who, but she's looking to identify one of the graduates from 1967, and I assume find out where they are. If you are a graduate from Pleasant and you'd like to help this lady out, 740-262-7348. Let me give you that number again. If you know someone who graduated from Pleasant High School in 67 or thereabouts, you know, a year either side of that, 740-262-7348. Also, we had a person call in, has a compact Frigidaire compact chess freezer. Kind of neat. You know, one of those little freezers that has the top that opens up and you put your stuff in there. You know, if you're going to go out hunting and you have a deer carcass you need to freeze, or if you are like me and you love bacon and you want to freeze your bacon, I don't know. Anyway, it sounds like a good idea at $30. That's all this person is interested in for this Frigidaire compact freezer chest. $30. The number is 740-751-5965. Let me give you that one last time. 740 751 5965. All right, we only have about 5 minutes left in the show, but if you're interested in getting one last item on, 740-383-9944. And also, you can call that number if you're interested in asking Lynn Thomas a question or two. And we're talking with him right now. And let me give you about 3 minutes to wrap up why somebody should vote for you and not your opponents.
Okay. You talk about leadership. I'm going to offer leadership to Marion County Commissioner's Office and county government. And first of all, by gathering all the elected officials together, like I talked to, meeting with them at least monthly, which they haven't done in the past, we will come up with a positive culture for this county. We'll create and share a positive vision, and we will implement optimism, positivity, and belief.
Okay.
That what makes this click. And for the people of Marion County, we'll involve the residents of Marion County if they want to be involved in it, offering their opinion. But I think we got enough people in county government that want to make this work. We'll make it work.
Do you have a website or any place where people can gather information about you? I know we have literature and your signs down in the Democratic headquarters there.
Yeah, we do that. Mm-hmm. Anyone, I'd like you to remember this phone number, if you would.
Sure.
My number, 740-360-0609.
Yes. All right.
740-360-0609.
So that'll be a number they can call you if you get elected to complain to.
You can call me if I don't get elected, but you can call me anytime because I'll give you the best answer I can come up with.
All right. Excellent. Well, let me thank Lynn for coming on today. Let me mention the two items we still have for sale, or the two items that we're talking about, and then we'll get out of here. We have a lady looking for a graduate from the 1967 Pleasant High School class. Her phone number, if you know somebody that graduated around that time, 740-262-7348. And also, we have somebody that's looking to get rid of a Frigidaire compact freezer chest for $30, 740-751-5965. Okay, we're out of here. One last number to give you, Lynn Thomas, if you're interested in talking to him, 740-360-0609. And thank you, Lynn, for coming on today. It's been a good interview. And I'm sorry I went longer than I promised I would. Have a great day, and thanks, everybody, for listening. Bye-bye.